Cedric Muhammad.
Cedric Muhammad, the hip-hoppreneur. Where do we go from here? Now, with all due respect to Lil Wayne's imminent departure, while this is a tragedy for his family and a boost to my third favorite TV show, Tiny and Toya on BET, it is hardly a crisis for hip-hop, culture, or industry, regardless to the amount of headlines that this earns. Unfortunately, it's so commonplace, an arrest and conviction and jail time sentencing only earns an honorable mention on hip-hop's long incarceration report. Nope, we're going to have to move beyond celebrity gossip to focus in on this one. So put on your futurist hat, get your Nostradamus on, pull out the crystal ball, cast lots, if you will. And if you like Ouija boards, pull them out. What the hell? Not for me, but this is hip-hop. Anything goes. Let's look at the future together and find out where we're headed. Now, while some may disagree, I feel that the music is currently in good hands with the South as caretaker. I like the formula. It's basic. Hypnotic beats, melodic choruses, old flows, and new slang each month. It's going to stay right there in that Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, and Texas corridor. Every once in a while, there'll be a periodic outburst of excellence from New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Now, in 2007, I had an incredible conversation with the brilliant Sam Crespo. We both agreed that what's next for hip-hop is what's next for America, a managed economic decline and shift in power outside of its borders. Despite the popularity of reggaeton at the time, we both agreed it would be an outside force, outside market, beyond U.S. borders, but perhaps English-speaking, that would thrive and open the door for a new era, a new paradigm. I argued for London, England, because of its nexus point for Caribbean and African diaspora culture. It's a meeting ground for three continents, the Americas, Europe, and Africa. Rather unique spot. Sam rather persuasively made the case for Toronto, Canada, pointing out its rich club scene, experienced artist base, cultural energy, and even closer ties to the U.S. market and industry. I thought he made a stronger case. Now, my first acquaintance with the Canadian market came in 1998. I attended an industry conference in Montreal, Canada, met many of the movers and shakers in the Canadian scene, one of which that stood out to me is the great legendary Missy Me. By the way, check out that hot cover girl video. And last year, we saw this continue with the rise of K-9, a Somalian-born rapper who moved to Toronto, a sign of things to come. His album promotion coincided almost perfectly with the controversy over the Somali quote-unquote pirates on the east coast of East Africa. But his record label and team perhaps were not equipped on the marketing level to take advantage of this and promote him for what he really is, a world leader and a diasporic personality. Now, a diasporic personality is that rare special person, kind of like a Muhammad Ali or a President Obama, who can move in and out of an empire, a homeland, and their people scattered abroad. To me, K-9 could have ridden that, if marketed appropriately, right into platinum sales. Now, this is where hip-hop must head if it is to survive. The blueprint and manifesto was laid out June 15th, 2001, at the Mercury Ballroom at the New York Hilton Hotel, where many of the hip-hop industry's most prominent artists, producers, and executives received an address from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, where he challenged them to take control of the present and shape the future of their genre. But in my opinion, those artists have failed to accept the mantle of leadership and the paradigm that the minister identified as theirs. My personal opinion. For the last 10 years, in particular, the growth of hip-hop has been stifled, its development and growth stunted. And this is contrary to the essence of hip-hop, which has always had a yin and yang, diversity, competition, and growth. This is what has produced dialectical innovation. You know, a thesis, an antithesis, and then a synthesis. Let me break it down from examples in our history and culture. It's the energy that was behind the Mr. Magic WBLS Juice Crew versus Cool DJ Red Alert WKRS Boogie Down Productions. That energy. It's what led to the emergence of the Ja Rule version of R&B rap and the emergence of its antithesis, 50 Cent. And then the counter, Kanye West. It's what is behind the little-known tension between Big Daddy Kane and Rakim, which manifested again in another form, in a certain sense, between Jay-Z, the journalist, and Nas, the novelist. it was the legitimate factor in the West Coast, East Coast beef, and why Tupac, Playboy activist, and Biggie, hustler player, had tension. Both of them representing a novelty that could compete in the marketplace, in trade and commerce, and for credibility in the streets. It's what gave us Star and Buck Wild, the emergence of a talented personality whose consciousness of self, disenchantment with celebrity worship, and a pursuit of a business interest allowed him to critique and even mock a culture and industry that had become so politically incorrect, confused, and deluded about his real influence that it lost a connection with its powerful potential, as pointed out by Minister Farrakhan. No, the American wing of the hip-hop empire is falling, and it's waning in influence. Its revolutionary essence is in Central and South America, and those embodying its most militant essence can be found on the streets of Africa. Let me end on this point. Hip-hop won't grow if a cabal of hip-hop fans, activists, artists, executives, and opinion leaders in New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. think that they know it all and what's best for the culture and the industry. It is this kind of colonialism, this mentality, that still has some New Yorkers in shock over the stranglehold that Southern artists have on the music right now. Some of us in the Northeast still just can't admit that the days of the 80s and 90s are gone, when we were getting new music first, even weeks and months before those same songs could be heard on rotation in radio stations in North Carolina or Virginia. Similarly, today it would be tragic if it were not so hilarious to think that the American rap intelligentsia really hopes to control the direction of the hip-hop culture and industry in this era of Twitter, Facebook, Ustream, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, MySpace, Rhapsody, the iPod, and the iPhone. Game over. Again, this era is only built for hip-hoppreneurs at home and abroad.
Cedric Muhammad.